Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. We're all back in the same building. Caps are down 0-2, and the NFL draft starts tomorrow. Good morning, Mr. Mitchell. How do you do?
What up, Jew?
that sounds kind of funny.
Jew-poo?
Yeah, there it
Thimbu.
Is. Everybody here calls me Jew-poo. It's very weird. And clearly, Landfill was doing like a voice to text and try to say Jew-poo, and something very odd came through on the text message.
Why don't you tell us what he said?
I'm just joking. I don't remember, and I'm not positive.
I am actually joking, Jay. Okay. I don't want to hear because you would mess up.
I certainly would. Getting closer and closer to the NFL draft. Obviously, we're going to be leaning heavily on that to help us. Charles Davis from NFL Network is
CD.
Actually able to join us early in the program. So we're going to talk to Charles in about 10 minutes. Kind of briefly touch on the Caps from last night, and then we'll do more of it at 11 when Greenberg joins us. Tough loss there. They get the early lead. They start much, much hotter. Just kind of all over the place, playing better. Then the penalty train starts, six penalties. They were again bad on the power play. Nothing worse than giving up the shorthanded goal.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised that Spencer Carberry in his postgame comments had some fairly pointed criticism at Alex Ovechkin. Now, granted, he was asked about it, but he kind of talked about it. And I understand why Ovi hasn't been that good in this series, but a lot of guys haven't. I'd say, like, Wilson and Carlson and maybe Strome are really trying to carry everybody through right now.
You're trying to get everybody's attention. You go at your star.
Yeah.
He's not playing well, you have to say it. If you talk to everybody else and don't say one word to him, you lose out on a lot of people. And I think at this point, we respect Ovi a lot, but still, Carberry has to do what he did.
I think you can't turn it over like that on a power play and let the guy just go the opposite direction and score
mm-hmm.
a shorthanded goal that gives them a two-goal lead. I want to be clear because I don't want this to be whining about one hit in a 60-minute game, but the Panarin hit on Oshie was so clearly contact to the head that they called a major on the ice, and then the spotter, Oshie was down for a while. I actually took a video of it and put it on my Twitter if you want to see it, but Oshie was down on the ice for a while, like clearly shaken up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the concussion spotter, just like the NFL does, the NHL has one. When Osh finally got up, he tried to skate back to the bench. And the guy was like, no. He kind of like, not forcefully, but like got in the way and pointed towards the locker room where he had to go to get through the concussion protocol or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know how on earth, if you know he's going, if the league's concussion spotter is pulling him in, that not only does the penalty get waived off, and I don't know this rule. Maybe Greenberg will know it. Maybe I'm sure a million people on Twitter that are experts will know it. The only thing I can think of is if somehow, if you're reviewing a major penalty, that maybe you're not allowed to make it a minor. Because when you watched it in super slow-mo, it looked way worse in full speed.
Yeah.
But in super slow-mo, maybe it wasn't, like, malicious, but there's no way he didn't hit his head. There's no way it wasn't specifically targeting Oshie.
If the guy got a concussion and you're telling him he can't go into the game, he was obviously hit to the head. And you have to stick with that. And you can't change that. And I think, listen, the NBA came out last night or this morning and said that there were a bunch of bad calls, awful calls. Hockey, you're talking about this situation. I think that all the leagues have to simplify and hold accountable the people that are supposed to keep the integrity of the game going. We can sit up here, and this is me. This is nobody else. That kid Porter is not the only person involved with professional sports inside of this gambling on it, right?
Sure.
And when you watch a lot of these damn calls by referees, you wonder sometimes, because they can really, really decide a game even more than a player. And I said a long time ago, Tim Donaghy wasn't the only one. I still believe he's not the only one.
Sure.
And I think in this day and age, before we probably wouldn't question a lot, but in this day and age when you see stuff like that and some of the asinine-ass calls I saw the other day, you start questioning what's going on.
P.K. Subban was on ESPN last night, and I think he was telling the exact truth. He's like, listen, if this wasn't Panarin, who's one of the biggest stars in the league, he'd be suspended. If it was Tom Wilson, they would have burned down the arena and sent him to prison. You know what I mean? And he gets away with it because he's a smaller guy and he's a big-time scorer.
Yeah, but you have to be fair with the whole thing.
Not
just
certain. It was not. I think the Rangers are better. I think they would have won that game anyway. They were able to kill off the penalty, but it was junk. It was absolute junk. You know what's not absolute junk? Buying a car from the great people at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. They've got 7 locations all over Northern Virginia, from Alexandria to Chantilly, and they take good care of you. I've bought 4 cars from those guys. Brian's bought about 1,000, and they take good care of you with that Orsman Lifetime Edge.
They definitely do that. You know, you take your car over there to Orsman, and listen, I say that they give you $1,500 in extras. They give you a complimentary car wash with every scheduled maintenance, loaner cars with every major maintenance. But if you were to take it in for a different type of maintenance, something that just popped up, I'm sure that they will do this exact same things. That's just the way that they are. And they give you the Orsman Lifetime Engine Guarantee. And, you know, if you want to sell a car, take it over to Orsman. They will pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value. People tell you 100%? To hell with that. Go to Orsman. They give you 25% more. And regardless of its make, model, or year, it's very simple at Orsman. They like to keep their customers happy. And you can take it from JP and I, to extremely satisfied Orsman customers. And let's ride.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. make sure you hang out tomorrow. It'll be Mitch Finley on the road for draft day. B's going to be live from the draft in Detroit, and I will be at DC City Smokehouse along with special guest Doc Walker. Right now, we are fired up to get to the BetQL guest line. Welcome in Charles Davis from NFL Network. Charles, how are you, sir? Thank you for making time for us.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks a lot. And B. Mitch, you going to be in the D?
Yes, I'll be there, man, tonight.
You'll be there in the D?
Yeah.
Listen, just we know you're coming to town because I saw the entourage gather, making sure they're clearing the way. And I'm sorry, sir, you can't have that seat. B. Mitch will be here.
Hey,
but once you get,
I wish
here,
it was like that, Charles.
Get here till tonight, but you can't have it now. I'm sorry, this is B. Mitch's chair.
I sure wish it was like that.
I imagine he will make his presence known once he arrives.
Hey, listen, B. Mitch is like Nuke LaLoosh. I will announce my presence with authority.
Exactly. Charles, obviously all the talk in D.C. is about what they're going to do with the number two pick. I did see that your latest mock draft dropped on the NFL.com website.
Yeah.
I think we're getting to a point where everybody's kind of expecting this thing to go Caleb, then Jaden. And that's how you put it in your latest mock.
Yeah, blindfold, dartboard, let's go. Because that's really what we're going off of, right? We are Don Quixote at this point. We're tilting with windmills, right? Put it another way, we're chasing shadows because it happens every single year. We start out when the draft process really kicks into high gear after the college football playoff, well, even before that. But about the time the college football playoff ends, and we start senior all-star games, et cetera, we kind of have a pattern, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Here are the top players at every position. Then we talk about the top players. Then we get bored. We start picking at the top players. We start showing flaws because we got to show that we know what the hell we're talking about. So we start telling about other people. Mm-hmm. Well, this guy's as good as that guy, and that guy's this, and this guy's that, and that guy's this. And then about a week before the draft, you know what we end up doing? Essentially going back to the first guys we talked about. Oh, they're the best. They typically prove out over
time.
Not 100%, but typically. And then this last week, where was our kerfluffle? Washington brought in nothing but quarterbacks in this time, and that really rubbed Jaden Daniels' camp wrong. And, boy, they're ticked off and blah, 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 and Topgolf and this, that, and everything. We almost had Topgolf gate. And as I understand it, there was one quarterback that the head coach and the GM picked up at the airport, and that was Jaden Daniels. Everyone else Ubered.
Right.
That tells me all I need to know.
Uh-huh.
Tells you plenty, man.
Yeah, it's like it's, but what I'm hearing, and I've heard this from several places now. Everyone is comparing Jaden and Drake, and people feel in essence they should be comparing Caleb and Jaden.
Yeah. Mitch, I think you're right about that. It's much more to me a 1-2. Remember Manning Leaf? We all remember that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone who nowadays, you can't find anyone at that time who would have picked Leaf. Oh, no, I would have taken Manning if I'd had the chance.
Uh-huh.
That's one, that's not true. One, it was probably more 60-40 people would have taken Leaf. Two, it didn't matter who had the number two pick. They were taking the one that didn't get picked. We're not quite at that stage with these two, but an analogy could be made.
Totally. I will actually own something here. Now, granted, I was pretty young, but I really thought Ryan Leaf was going to be a baller. So
Listen, you're not
everybody did, to be honest with you.
You're not alone.
Right.
I'm not going to give him up here because it wouldn't be the right forum. But this is a former head coach in the league with a Super Bowl ring on his finger. And I didn't even have to give him the third beer. And he was like, yeah. Because I reminded him that I knew that we talked back then. And I said, if I remember correctly, you were huge on Leaf. And he's like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I would have taken Leaf. And you're not alone on that. There's a lot of people that would have done that. So let's not get the whole thing twisted. Bill Polian and the Colts got it right. It didn't work out for Ryan Leaf. It happens. It happens to all of us.
It happens all the
time. I mean, as more and more advanced metrics are coming out, just how hard it is to get the quarterback position right is really difficult. But what is it about Jaden that you think separates him from J.J. McCarthy, Drake May, Penix? What do you think he can be for Washington if they end up going that direction?
I think out of the rest of the guys we're talking about, I don't want to denigrate any of them, right? This is not for me to say that they are not. Let me just tell you what I think Jaden Daniels is. I think he's an elite decision maker. And that's a big deal in the NFL, as you guys well know.
Oh, yeah.
All right, B. Mitch would tell you in a heartbeat. That quarterback who can't make elite decisions, you got to get him off the field because he's killing you. Okay? Because third and four is where they have to live. And they got to be able to convert that, keep the sticks moving, make the plays, keep everybody going. Do you want him to throw 35 to 40 touchdowns? Of course you do. But you usually don't throw 35 to 40 unless you're in pretty good down and distance situations and you're managing all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the term game manager, which we kind of use as demeaning, is absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
The best game managers that have ever played the game of football have their busts in Canton. Those are game managers, okay?
Right.
Because they understand the game, understand the situation, understand the time. That's what you're looking for. I do think that Daniels has all of that, and that's why when I hear people say, boy, the rise of Jaden Daniels, edition, okay, I get it. But it's really been a five-year rise.
Yeah.
3 years at Arizona State, 2 years at LSU. He didn't come out of absolute nowhere. He just kept getting better at his craft. And one thing to keep in mind, in an era where hard coaching is, I'm not going to say it's going by the wayside, but people are having to make a lot more adjustments in coaching kids than they ever did when we were youngsters running around.
Mm.
Jaden Daniels is coming from a place where he got coached hard because Brian Kelly –
yeah.
When you talk to him, he's the smoothest cat you know, right? If Brian Kelly had stayed in Boston, he would have been mayor of Boston, eventually governor of Massachusetts, and he would have run for president. He's an old school Boston Paul. All right? Brian Kelly will light you up every single day as a quarterback. And if you can't deal with Brian Kelly, you're not going to last long. And Jaden Daniels did that and elevated his game. I don't worry about him taking coaching in the NFL.
Charles, you talk about how he's an elite decision maker. We've watched the guy play, so, I mean, we've seen how well he can play.
Yep.
Why does all the talk just come to his frame? Because the last time I checked, mm-hmm. when I was 23, the weight I was at 23, at 26, I was bigger.
Yeah.
The weight that I was at 20, I was heavier at 23. He'll probably gain some weight, and there were other quarterbacks that were smaller than him, and nobody says anything about their size. Why is his size automatically thrown up there?
Well, Brian, when you were 23 and went from 23 to 26, I'm going to think two things happened. One, training table was even better with your pro team than it was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And two, you actually had money in your pocket.
Yeah.
So on Sunday night, instead of going to the local, you know, gas and sip and trying to get three hot dogs for a dollar because the training table was closed on Sunday night, you actually had money to go buy a meal.
Ruth's Chris.
You got bigger, stronger, more physical. That happens with people. Here's why I think it's become an issue. Bryce Young last year.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Young was smaller, height-wise, of course. But you remember all the speculation for Bryce Young was, what's he going to weigh when he gets on the scale? What's he going to weigh? Bryce Young drank more water than any two people you've ever seen in your life. Hopped on the scale at 204, they announced 204 as official, and he ran to the bathroom and went right back down to 190. This
yeah.
kid is about 207 to 210, but it's a legit 207 to 210. He'll get bigger and thicker.
What?
He runs to hurt. He doesn't just run to, you know, sting. And he will actually take on some hits, which people are going to try and coach him out of. So people do worry about that part. But I think Bryce brought it more into focus for him than it's probably actually legitimate. I don't think it's apples to apples. Bryce had to manufacture 204.
Mm-hmm.
This kid wakes up at 207.
Yeah, well, he's also, I mean, he's got to be 2 inches taller than Bryce. I mean, he's
Bryce three. Is not very tall.
Maybe it's three or four, but I was being polite. The other yeah. thing I'll say with the weight, Charles, and I'm curious if you agree with this, like there aren't perfect prospects. So when
no.
you get into what you break down, there's so much good to talk about with Jaden Daniels that there has to be some negative. Like there has to be any
yeah.
strength.
Well,
there's got to be a corresponding weakness.
Well, aren't we back to that conversation about when we started with this process, Jaden Daniels was unbelievable. But then as we went through the process, we had to start picking at people because we had to start saying there's some other people in this process. Now let's talk about J.J. McCarthy and his rise. Let's talk about Drake May. And frankly, Drake May's taken the biggest beating in this draft to me than any of the quarterbacks.
Like, deserve it or no?
I don't think it's as deserved as it's been. Experience, sure. Only 2 years because he's a redshirt sophomore. Line wasn't as good. Receivers weren't as good. He had to start playing a little more hero ball. Decision-making wasn't as good because he's trying to manufacture things for his team. You get the whole idea. But I think he's kind of been dragged. Like, he's the one who ended up catching more than anyone. And I think he's an elite prospect. I mean, watch him throw the football. As Bucky Brooks, my esteemed colleague, has said that he was taught, you grade the flashes. You seen Drake? Have you seen Drake May's flashes?
Yeah. They're great.
Whew. Okay. So we know it's there. Is it consistent? Maybe not in that situation, but it could be. His hero's Josh Allen. He wants to be Josh Allen. He's not as big and thick as Josh Allen. He's built more like Justin Herbert. I think he throws the ball more like Justin Herbert. But either one of those, you going to turn that down?
No.
Okay. So I just think that he's been dragged more than anyone. But I think you're right about Daniels. We start to pick at the flaws, pick at things, pick at – I get it. The one thing I would say, he doesn't play out of structure as well as you would expect the way he runs the football.
Like if a play's breaking down?
He's much better when it's 1-2-3, find your guy, boom. Out of structure is not quite as good, but I'm not saying that doesn't develop. But when he takes off and runs, it can be 80 yards. It's like Anthony Richardson, you know, junior size.
Right.
Yeah. That's the thing about, like, when we're talking about the pressure to sack ratio. I'm like, okay, they talk about how many times a person got sacked when they were pressured, but they don't talk about how many times the guy broke out the pocket and went 50, 60, 70. You know?
Yeah.
And I think that you can't eliminate that if he has that ability.
Yeah. And you know what it's like? You know, it's like B. Mitch. It's like if you shoot 10 threes and your shooting percentage is pretty low, but you've hit three of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than if you've missed the 10 shots and they're only 2-point shots.
Totally.
And it's the same makes and misses.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? That 3-point shot becomes your equalizer. Okay? You're better off that way. And you're right. Okay, he got sacked the previous two times, but the third time he got out the back door and went 65 yards. Oops.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you remember as a defense? The 65 yards.
Yeah. And you start planning for that.
Which
opens up everything else for him.
He's not Lamar Jackson. He's not Michael Vick. But he's as close to Lamar Jackson since he came out in how he runs the ball. And that's why I've said consistently, even though in the two mock drafts, the first one I gave him, Jaden Daniels, second one I said Drake May, because, you know, you got to change your mock drafts up. I came back to Jaden Daniels because I do think that if I'm Dan Quinn as a defensive-minded coach, who keeps me up at night more? The Jaden Daniels quarterback does. So my sense is that he has said to Adam Peters, Jaden Daniels is the guy I'd least like to game plan for out of our options to pick. That's my sense. I don't know. I haven't talked to DQ.
Sure.
I don't want to put words in his mouth. I have to speculate and guess based on my experiences. And every D coordinator I've ever talked to, when you say a Jaden Daniels quarterback, that's when their eyes get big and they get more fearful.
Charles, when you get to this point of the draft cycle, like the lack of real information creates a need for reported information, I guess is a fair way to say it.
Okay.
And there's been some concern about Daniels' desire to come to Washington, right?
And I
don't care or think it should even be a surprise that he has a relationship with Antonio Pierce, and in a perfect world, he'd prefer to go to Vegas. Like, he's a Southern California guy. I get it. But
Arizona State.
Yeah. I don't think any of that's going to matter. He's made it clear he'll come here, and he understands. Do you think any of that is, like, an issue?
I don't overall. I think everyone has a desire of where they would want to play. We all grew up with places that we thought were our ideal spots, right? We all grew up with teams that were our favorite teams, but it doesn't take long for you to make a decision. You know, if somebody makes a decision, in this case, they kind of make it for you, and you dive in wholeheartedly, it becomes an anecdote, a footnote, the whole deal. I can't imagine Jaden Daniels getting picked by Wash, because we have not heard about anything where he said, if I get picked by Wash, I'm not coming. There's no John Elway, Eli Manning scenario that we're hearing about, right?
Right.
That he gets there, and the whole time he's in training camp, he's like, you know, DMing Antonio Pierce, get me out of here. Come get me. I just don't see that. I don't see that as a possibility. Just not how it works. And by the way, what have we always been taught too? Can't always get what you want.
Right.
Sometimes
right.
you get what you need.
Totally.
And that might be the thing here.
And, he's going to make $40 million. Yeah. Like, it'll probably change his opinion.
You know something? You start really liking, you know, the colors of your team when it's tinged with $40 million of green.
I grew up not a fan of the New Orleans Saints, wanted to get drafted by them because they told me they were going to draft me. Was a fan of the Cowboys when I was younger, but I hate the Cowboys. And I can't stand the Saints, but I damn sure love Burgundy and Gold. You know why? Because they drafted me.
Boy, things change when someone shows you love in a different way.
There you go.
There's no question about it. So, yeah, I don't see that as really being much of an issue. I think it's part of the run-up to the draft, don't you? I mean, we've talked about it ad nauseum. We all acknowledge it and understand it, but we all have to follow it because some of these things do come true. Some of these things are real. Trying to figure out what's real and what's not is always the most difficult part.
Yeah.
But the idea that he doesn't want to play in Washington and he's trying to get orchestrated out of there, boy, he'd love to be with the Raiders. Probably true. But I think he also understands if it doesn't happen, I don't think he's going to go, well, that's it. I'm going to Canada. No, he's not.
He's not going to go play baseball.
I have not seen him take any cuts in the batting cage. I haven't seen him do any of that.
Right.
I haven't heard about, you know, maybe he's going to go play in the United Football League. I haven't heard about he's going to sit out the season. Yeah. That would all be new information to me. I have a feeling that if they call his name, he'll be happy as hell the next day. He'll be in D.C. the next day for the press conference talking about being excited about being a Commander.
Probably the Absolutely. Same night.
Yeah,
well, you know. They
got PJs out there now, though.
Yeah, let him party. Let him enjoy himself. He can fly over.
And when you take that one into Detroit today, B-Mitch, send me a picture so I want to see what a PJ looks like.
Talking with Charles Davis.
I got you, Charles.
Charles Davis from the NFL Network. You check out his new mock draft just dropped on NFL.com. And, of course, there will be all sorts of draft coverage all week on NFL Network. Charles will be a huge part of that. Going down a one pick, obviously the focus here is Jaden, but in your last mock, you actually have McCarthy going to the Pats ahead of Drake May. How'd you land on that one?
Nothing more than I had to break that tie. Drake May, J.J. McCarthy. And if we're keeping it real, we all want to have our mocks be distinguishable. We all say we don't. That's a lie, right? Everybody wants to have their mock be the one and you have something someone else doesn't, or you feel like you've hit on something. I just simply came down on, if I'm New England, number one, they're good. I think they'd love to get out and get more and still get a quarterback. But two, you run it back, right? Michigan man comes to New England again. A good decision-making kid, better than what people think, kind of fits your atmosphere really well. You have the bridge quarterback in Jacoby Brissett who gets to play Crash Davis and counsel another youngster. It was just more of a coin flip than anything else, to be frank about the whole thing. But something just kept nagging me that I don't think Mr. Kraft would mind having history repeat itself a little bit. And as I said in the mock draft, albeit 196 picks different, but it's a Michigan guy coming in who's a legit player. And you go get him now. Now, if Drake May comes off the board, would I be surprised at all? No. And I have no inside information on it. For amazing enough, Elliott Wolf didn't call me back. You know, I really don't know. I'm just taking a shot at the whole thing, to be frank with you.
Yeah. And how hot is that tackle market going to be in the second half?
Really hot. I really think there's going to be a heck of a run. I think it starts somewhere around 15, 16, 17 and goes into the mid-20s. Early 20s, and that's where the bulk of those tackles come off. Although the Jets at 10, I think, have you not seen Brock Bowers in ink at number 10?
That's what everybody's been saying, yeah.
And I've said it too, and I flipped up and went tackle here. that could be the surprise for me, that the Jets go tackle instead of Brock Bowers. It's so weird. Brock Bowers is a top five talent. He may not go until 15 to 18.
Wow. That's one of those things, you know, that everybody draws a conclusion early, and then the opposite happens come draft night.
Right. Yeah. And the last thing I'll say, and this won't go everywhere, but it'll go where you guys are going in D.C., the one thing we need to acknowledge when we do mock drafts is this is what we think may happen, but my goodness, the permutations are off the charts. We don't know. And the butterfly effect of every single pick is crazy.
Yeah.
Because once someone does something different than what you thought they were going to do, it's not just the next pick. It could be 10, 12, 15 picks that get affected.
Yes, totally. Totally.
You don't know. This is just, we're playing a guessing game. A Super Bowl winning head coach told me one time, we spend a lot of money evaluating these quarterbacks, Charles. I'm really close to thinking blindfold, dartboard, dart, and it's about the same thing.
Probably so.
I think that's accurate. I'm hoping for the people of Washington that this year it's not accurate, and they finally get the answer.
He's saying it somewhat tongue-in-cheek because I'm not trying to say it to denigrate the work everyone's doing, but we can't possibly know everything about every kid, although we try.
Totally.
We've seen the locks that haven't worked. We've seen the ones that we didn't think were going to work do.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen all in between. We take like the old man used to tell me all the time, you pays your money, you takes your chance.
Charles, thank you so much for the time, man. We'll be watching you from Detroit, and get on B. Mitch's tab at the bar. It'll be gigantic.
Listen, I've already started it. And they were like, oh, you would be Mitch's party. Yeah, no worries.
Get two lobsters. Trust me. Thank you, Charles.
All right, thanks, brother. Guys. Take care,
take
man.
Take care. Be safe, Brian.
All right, bro. You too.
Charles Davis, just fantastic. Check him out on NFL Network all week.
Truthful about most of that stuff, too.
Yeah.
Everybody think they know. They don't know a damn thing.
Neil Greenberg did a deep dive on statistical probability of hitting a first-round quarterback pick. We're going to break that down at 11. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The wait is over, D.C. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is officially live. And right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook is official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 18 years or older and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-25.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
5-3-7.
B. Mitchell Finley, if you missed any of our interview with Charles Davis, make sure you check that out on the podcast or the app or however you get.
No fluff.
It. Dude, he's really good at what he does. I was really excited. Thank you to NFL Network PR for letting me set that up, especially draft week when things are so crazy. You think JJ could go ahead of Drake?
I think there's a possibility. And it all comes down to what the team picking them truly wants. You know, one thing about New England, and I think we can say that Bill is gone, but still New England is going to be, they will run the football. And what is he coming from? A run the football team where he had to not make all the plays, but he had to make crucial decisions, and he did that well. So I can see that. But then again, if they have Jacoby Brissett up there, a guy who can come in and fill in for you now, why you allow Drake May to learn some of the things he needs to learn, improve upon some of the things he needs to improve upon. So they, it can go either way. And I think the ultimate thing has to be this, where, you know, people always are concerned about getting drafted first, second, whatever. But the ultimate thing is going to the right place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's what these quarterbacks need. You get 1 through 5, you're going to make the damn, you're going to make some good money. Hell, 1 through 10, you're going to make some good money. And you have to be able to now when you
CJ Stroud last year got 38 mil guaranteed.
Yeah.
That was number 2 pick.
So when you step in, now it ain't, it's not about the money. It's about, do you have the same level of work ethic that you had desire to go first, second, or third? And if you're pissed off because you didn't go where you thought you would, do you, are you pissed off enough to dedicate yourself to putting in enough work to prove somebody wrong? Or are you going to pout for the next 15 years about why you didn't go somewhere? You know what I mean? People care about the position where ultimately we've seen guys get drafted after people and make more money than them over time, have more impact than them over time because they have more desire and drive.
I saw this thing yesterday about J.J. McCarthy, and I know how many people want to just discount wins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, think about it in baseball that there's a – I mean, it feels like the statistical community wants to just do away with wins and losses for pitchers. And part of me gets it because, you know, if team can't hit and the pitcher can throw a gem and still get a loss, that is stupid. But ultimately, sport's about winning and losing. And J.J. McCarthy, in his life, basically, has done nothing but win. I'm trying to find the exact thing I found, but it was like he won a state title in high school. Then went to IMG because he needed more competition. Went undefeated there. Came as starter at Michigan. I believe they lost a game, maybe two, and they were in the college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
There are NFL coaches that care about that stuff. And I do think maybe the Alex Smith comps with him are something that I feel like here in Washington we'll kind of denigrate that, but I don't know. If you can get a quarterback that can win you 10 games a year, you're giving yourself, your team a shot.
I think
Drake has a significantly higher ceiling, but I think you're worried about a lot less with McCarthy.
I think when you can prove that quarterback's impact was the true reason that they won. Because there's a lot of quarterbacks that could sit on, like, hell. What's my man from up there that played in Baltimore in 2000? Trent Dilfer?
Dilfer.
He wasn't the reason they won.
Sure.
So you have to make sure you can decipher that he was very influential in the winning and not somebody going along for the ride.
I agree with that. Yeah. I think the biggest question, and maybe we even open the phone lines up a little later in the program, but we have heard this repeatedly now that Daniels wouldn't mind going somewhere else. He's kind of said it himself when he talked about the Raiders and Antonio Pierce. Diana Rossini had the tweet today. Jaden Daniels was given a high grade by many teams. While the QB is cool with Washington, I'm told in his dream world he would reunite with Raiders coach Antonio Pierce or play under Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota. All of these things are going to continue to make noise. It, you know, what are we, 36 hours, maybe 40 hours out from the draft? But, I mean, does that matter anymore? Like, we've heard it. We know it exists. This clearly isn't his first choice, but I think he wants the 38 mil. This is where the 38 mil is. And those teams aren't going to offer the types of trades that would require Washington getting off the pick.
I just think that we get to a point, and you stated it earlier talking to Charles, where we are more focused on the negative things than we are the positive things, in a sense, because there are so many positives, you've got to find something negative. And at this point, when people keep going to, he doesn't want to play, he doesn't want to play, I call it lazy reporting, to be totally honest with you, because it's enough other stuff you could talk about instead of just constantly going back to he doesn't want to play there. You know how many people probably didn't want to play where they got drafted? But once they got drafted, the notion that, you know what, I'm living out my dream. This team really wanted me takes over, and you could give a damn where you're going. You know what I'm saying? So I got drafted in the NFL in the fifth round. I was offered more money to go to Canada. You know what I'd never dreamed about? Playing in Canada. So when I went to Washington in the fifth round, you would have sworn I was a first-round draft pick. And I think people have to understand that when you get to where you've been looking to go, you forget about the colors, you know? Because let's be real. He can want to play for Antonio, but if he doesn't get drafted there and Antonio drafts another quarterback, guess what he's going to do? Start liking that quarterback. He's not going to be liking you no more. He got a new girl to date. He's not calling you no more. You know what I'm saying? And if that quarterback starts doing the thing that Antonio wants, he basically forgets about you, puts you on the back burner.
And the type of people with these athletic profiles, like, do you think he's going to not perform? This is a dude that it's well documented would get up at 5 a.m. and go through like a virtual learning, like a virtual reality playbook session every morning, and was the first guy in, last guy out guy at LSU. And then the leaps and bounds and improvements he made.
Mm-hmm.
And what Charles said, and I've heard this from, Doc has said this repeatedly too, Brian Kelly is a known jerk. Like, let's just be real. Like, he is known to be a jerk. And Daniels was a, does that upset you, Jeff? Did you not know that? Jeff gave me the stink eye. Like, he's an old Notre Dame fan worried about his family. And your mic's not working.
Yeah.
Regardless, I just think, do you think Daniels is going to get here and not try hard or play his best? Or throw interceptions because he'd rather be in Minnesota? I think it's much ado about nothing specific to the, oh, we're not sure he wants to be here. I mean, don't you think Marvin Harrison Jr. would love to get drafted by the Colts, but he's going to go wherever he goes?
Totally.
Like, there's lots of these things that you can choose to be a consuming factor in how you get through the seemingly unending absence of actual football or actual information. Or you can just take the whole thing as it is. The draft's tomorrow night. It's going to be a lot of a lot of content to fill between now and then.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Daniels. Maybe it's Drake. Maybe it's McCarthy. Maybe it's somebody else. But more and more, it sure seems like this thing is kind of settling down. And I think everybody should be on board. We'll find out if Neil Greenberg is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.